This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how before the gym updates, I always say powered by Bowser Chevrolet celebrating the grand opening in Beaver Falls?
Yes.
I almost said Fever Balls. I don't know why.
Why? Wow.
I almost did.
It's a Friday
right on the tip
and
of
somebody's
my tongue.
Off on Monday.
So make your way to Beaver County to Fever Balls when you get a chance. Yes. The grand open. I almost did. I don't know why it almost came out like that. All right, the Penguins.
Fran, get him under control.
Get him there. The Penguins, they have two games this weekend. We do talk about them. They play a good team in the Calgary Flames and a bad team in the New York Rangers. In a back-to-back couple matinee games, we love those matinee games because it gives us a chance to watch, well, hockey whenever you don't have to stay up all night. Jim will love the matinee games. Jim, are you going to both of these games or at least one of them?
Tomorrow.
There you go. Me too. I'll be there as a fan. I can't wait to go. But it brings into focus something. One, what do the Penguins need to do to keep the momentum going? And also, what do you do with Matt Murray? For me, I play him Saturday, and I hope he doesn't get a shutout because then I hope I don't have to play him again Sunday or that he doesn't squawk to try to play on Sunday. And I don't think that he will. But I play him against the Flames, the better of the two teams, and I go from there. But I think the more important question is, how do you keep the momentum going? Because this team, guys, finally has a little bit of traction.
You convince them that these games actually matter, which they do. Because this team, when they've shown up for games against teams that are better than that or as good as them, better than them in the standings sometimes, they've played pretty well. So convince them that the Rangers game on the second half of this back-to-back is just as big as the Flames coming into town. Convince them that if they played just as they did against Edmonton and Philly, yeah, they gave up a lot of shots. But if they essentially keep those chances to the outside, if they play a playoff-style game, really, that they can do a lot of good this weekend and helping themselves solidify a playoff
spot. Jim, I hope Matt Murray can make it tomorrow after seeing 88 shots, saving 88 shots the last couple nights. But that's what he's going to need to do. He's going to need to be big for this Penguins team. He plays Saturday. You go ahead and you play DeSmith on Sunday. I think that needs to be the template. Is that the way you go with it?
That's what it looks like to me. Mm-hmm. I don't see how else you do it because if you look ahead, it's another one of those game every other day scenarios afterwards
with the stadium series game coming in.
I know, Saturday, and plus you got the Sharks on Thursday. That's the other team. Calgary and San Jose have the most points in the West, so you want those to be Murray games.
There's not a lot of back to backs. I think four back to backs down the stretch. So we kind of look at those as the easiest way to find time for your backup goalie, keep your number one guy quote unquote fresh. They're going to have to kind of fabricate those opportunities down the stretch.
Right, and four back-to-backs matches the number of back-to-backs they had in the first week of last year's season.
Right.
So that's the way that it works. This year it's a lot more spread out. The thing about it, keeping Matt Murray fresh and keeping Matt Murray injury-free, I think it's a big question at 412-928-9370. How many games are left? I don't even
25.
know. 25. Yeah, I thought I was going to say 24. It's 25. You're right
Gino
about
said
that.
25.
So I'll trust Gino.
I know.
Trust Gino with all things.
I looked it up anyway. They played 57. So
they have 25 games left. Do you make a concerted effort to maybe sit Murray a game or two when maybe you wouldn't if Fleury was still here because you need Murray that much more in the playoffs? Or do you just go ahead and you play it as normally you would with that template?
It's tough because you want him to keep that momentum going too. He's played spectacular the last couple of games. Now, the same time, you can't expect that momentum to carry through another month and a half, 2 months until the playoffs start. So, yeah, I think you have to be – you've got to be careful because – Casey DeSmith earlier this season when he was filling in for Matt Murray had a stretch where he played really well, right? And he has not been as sharp as of late. So you want to give DeSmith some reps to get him back on track to where he was at the beginning of the year, and you also want to keep Murray fresh. I have no problem when you see opportunities like Sunday's game against the Rangers to get Casey DeSmith opportunities. Get him in there. And keep Murray fresh.
Got to keep people off of Matt Murray. That needs to be something, Jim, that needs to be hammered home to these defensemen. Don't breathe on this guy funny the last month of the season.
Yeah, every time somebody brushes past the crease, you go like, ugh. And there was a couple games ago, I think it was the Philly game, somebody ran into him. It wasn't like a serious collision. He was kind of a couple guys, including a Penguin, went into the goalie. But every time that happened, you're like, ugh. But you would think, and I was trying to figure out what's going on with Lundqvist, because if Lundqvist plays on Sunday, the Penguins are going to light him up, because that's what they
traditionally do. Yeah.
Against him. And I was looking to see who played that Calgary game was so long ago,
mm-hmm.
and that was on that Western trip where the Penguins just looked so good. They started out in Toronto, and then they moved on Edmonton,
well,
Calgary.
They started
and then
in Banff.
That's
Toronto,
true. Right,
for like a week.
That's true. Yeah, and Phil Kessel
went
took
on
over.
Vacation.
But
yeah,
9-1 was when they played, and Murray was the goalie in that game. So now you go with him tomorrow. But you're right about the shutout thing, though, Colin, because if he plays well and if it's not like a strenuous game,
there's a chance that he could make 120 saves in a 3-game span. I mean, really. It could really happen. And if he has a shutout, then you tell him, hey, you're not playing. It's a tough – but you take that risk. I mean, you play him against Calgary.
Yeah, you play him against a better team. The other thing to keep – aside from Matt Murray, which we all know is the biggest variable as we look towards the playoffs – get this power play back on track.
Yeah, I think that – I'm telling you, I've been saying it all year. The power play will be back on track. At least I think it will be when the configuration comes back into focus the way it should be when Justin Schultz is back on the ice. I think Justin Schultz will jump back in and make both power play units even better.
They only had one the other night, and they were all on the ice for 2 minutes. Because they were able to do that with faceoffs and so forth. But Malkin comes back tonight.
Yes.
And so then you go back to, okay, what's he – because he split him up a couple games ago, then last game sort of put him back together, but Malkin wasn't part of it, so we don't know what's going to be tonight.
412-928-9370 is that number. We talk about Justin Schultz coming back. We talk a little more about Murray, and we talk some about Hornquist, too. How does he look to you? Does he look totally okay to you? I don't know. Okay, Justin Schultz, fill in this blank for me, Chris.
Okay.
Because I said it when we were going out of that last segment. I think he's going to help both power plays. He'll definitely help on the blue line.
Yes.
When Justin Schultz comes back, it will help the Pittsburgh Penguins in so much as
your power play becomes more consistent. It gives you a second pairing that you can trust to actually generate offense and get the puck out of its own zone. It creates a deeper hockey team overall. And you would think, with the way we've seen Schultz play in the past when he's been successful, a 200-foot team in that you'll have another defenseman who can play both ends of the ice. You don't have a lot of that right now. You've got Chris Letang. And that's not a knock on anybody else. It's not a knock on his partner, Brian Dumoulin. It's not a knock on Ricola, Pettersson, any of them. But look, Justin Schultz is a guy who helps create offense. And when you only have one guy back there who can do that, you get a lot of minutes for Chris Letang, and you get Chris Letang perhaps putting himself out there sometimes in a way that you don't want your defenseman to do if you're Mike Sullivan. So Justin Schultz, just depth more than anything else, right? He makes the entire team top to bottom, but especially on the blue line, that much better.
Yeah, and I think that it is interesting. It's not quizzical. It's just interesting that it's going into the week. And I kind of hope it's Saturday when he comes back. He says it's up to him when he plays.
No, it's it's up to me. When I feel I'm ready to play, I'll be in. And, it's good to get these skates in and get as much work as I can.
And also, it's not on the cusp of the playoffs. There's a little time.
You know, it's not playoffs yet, but, you know, I've missed I don't even know how many games now. So I want to get in as quick as I can when I feel ready and, try to get back into things. It's going to be tough first couple of games. So the quicker I get back in, it's going to be the better.
Yeah, the quicker he gets back in, the better. That's why I think it's pointing to he'll be back with the team tomorrow against Calgary.
You would hope. And here's the thing. Again, if he's not, if for some reason he feels less than 100% or less than 95%, whatever it may be that is the threshold for him to go, fine. Back it off. The way Ruedel played the other night, I'm fine to let him play another handful of games if you have to get Justin Schultz back at 101% and full go as the playoffs approach, because you can't afford to have him come back and be less than ideal condition going into this situation where I just laid it out. You're counting on him to really add a layer of depth for your team, not just on the blue line, but in moving the puck up the ice.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that. And I wonder, too, if Chad Ruedel has changed the minds of people that if a blue liner, and especially someone, and it's not going to be Jack Johnson, he's not going to get scratched, Yeah. But if Ricola or someone has a bad game or a bad stretch of games, if they're apt to go ahead and plug Chad Ruido into a game or two.
When you've got seven guys that you trust, and not that they didn't trust Chad Ruido all season, but when you've got seven guys that have just shown you that they're ready to go, or seven guys that you believe are ready to go and any of them can play, then yeah, it creates a little bit of pressure. It created that pressure on Jamie Oleksiak earlier in the year. Perhaps part of the reason he got traded, he didn't play the way they wanted him to because he wasn't playing as well as the other depth defenseman.
Well, that and he got his face caved in
twice.
That
was part of it, probably.
So there was that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.